So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. If a seller said, Beiskur ofer ani meichelach mide bechavel, I'm selling you a beiskur of earth as measured by ropes. He meant an exact measurement of a beiskur. Therefore, piches kol shehu yinaka. If he gave less land, the seller must refund a proportionate amount from the purchase price. Heiser kol shehu yachzer. If he gave more land, the buyer must either return the land or pay for the additional land, as the Mishnah will soon explain. Vim amar hein chasa hein yaser. If the seller said, I'm selling you a beiskur of earth, more or less, the sale is binding as is, even with a discrepancy of up to a reva kav per besa. The Gemara cites a brisa regarding similar cases. If the seller said, beiskur ofer ani meichelach, I'm selling you a beiskur of earth, or ki beiskur ofer ani meichelach, I'm selling you approximately a beiskur of earth, or hein chaser hein yeser ani meichelach, I'm selling you a beiskur of earth, more or less. The sale is binding as is, even with a discrepancy of up to a reva kav per beis sa, as Rashbam explains, mistama machal inish reva l'sa. When they do not specify whether the measurement is exact, we assume they forgive a discrepancy of up to a quarter kav per beis sa. The Mishnah continues, yaisi mikan yasa cheshbon. If the extra land is more than a reva kav per beis sa, they must calculate the difference. And the Mishnah explains, mahu magzor loy mois. The seller has the option. He can compel the buyer to purchase the extra land because the seller has no use for such a small property. Or if the seller wants, he can take it back. This is a takanas chacham to protect the seller's interests. Therefore, in the following case, the seller cannot compel the buyer to purchase the extra land. Shimshayr basadu beis tisha kavan. If the extra land total 9 kav, which is the minimum size of a usable field, ubegina beis chatzi kav, or an extra half a kav in a garden, which is the minimum size of a usable garden, or kadivri Rebbe Kiva beis reiva, according to Rebbe Kiva, a quarter kav is the minimum size of a usable garden, mavzulei sakarka, the buyer can return the extra land, and the seller cannot compel him to purchase it because it's a sufficiently significant field of its own. Based on the brisa, the Gemara offers other cases where the seller cannot compel the buyer to purchase the extra land, because liyap is koicha shalekech, we must also protect the buyer's interests. Where the price fell in the interim, the buyer can argue, if you compel me to buy the extra land, you must accept the current lower price. Or, where the price rose in the interim, the buyer can argue, I only agreed even to the original purchase because of the low cost, and you must now also accept the previous lower price. As Rashbam explains, in all these cases, tiknu yipu chacham koiche shel meicher, limker ha-meiser b'mois, hechedeleke hefzu lekeach mishum zenen v'zeh leichaser. The Chum instituted to protect the seller's interest when the buyer does not suffer any loss. Therefore, if it does not adversely affect the buyer, the seller can insist that he purchase the extra land for which the seller has no use. However, kol hecha de isle tainim al yosel lekeach, loi yipu chacham koiche demecher. If the buyer has a valid argument, such as if the price rose or fell, he does not have to accommodate the seller. The Rashbam adds, piches yesim mireiva leishaych asiyas cheshbon el yinak loi min adam. If the field was more than a quarter kav less than the base core, the seller simply returns some of the money, because leka lechayuva leitin loi misteacher, we cannot compel the seller to give him land from a different area. The Mishnah ruled Shem Shire Basoda Beis Tishas Kav in Mavzalei Sakarka. If there were 9 extra kav in a Beis Kur, which is a minimum size field, the seller cannot compel the buyer to purchase it since it is a significant field of its own. The Gemara now cites in Machlokes whether this holds true in a larger field. Amr Afuna, Tes Kavin Sha'amru Bafila Babika Gedaila. Even if the field is 10 kur, the buyer only forgives up to 9 kav since this is considered a significant field of its own. The buyer forgives 7.5 kav per base kor, and so he forgives 15 kav for a field of 2 kor, and so on. Therefore, the Gemara explains, V'iika milsi seira letishas kav and hadri. If there is any excess of 9 kav, they never calculate the difference, but return this part. As the Rashbam explains, the base kor yoyis mikan yasa cheshbon. If there is more than an extra reva kav per base sa, they must calculate the difference. But if there were 9 extra kav in the field, which is the minimum size field, the seller cannot compel the buyer to purchase it. However, base kurayim, revoin did hu yesim etes kavan. If the field measured 2 kor, Even the ratio of a quarter cup per beis sa exceeds the minimum size field of 9 cup. Therefore, miyash mashu hu yaisim b'rei b'lachol sa, leka mechila klal. If the extra area exceeds this amount at all, we never make calculations but return the extra land. The Gemara inquires, sa de benasas gina. If someone sold a field of 2 sa, and there was an excess of more than a half a kav, but obviously less than 9 kav, and the area then became well irrigated and suitable for use as a garden, what is the halacha? As linam baster shas mechira, do we reckon with the time of the sale as a field and they calculate the difference and the seller can compel the buyer to purchase it? Or as linam baster hashta, we reckon with its present state as a garden and they cannot compel the buyer to purchase it since the area is suitable for the seller as a minimum size garden. Similarly, gina menasa sadeh, if the area dried up and became suitable only as a field, do we reckon with its previous state as a garden and the seller cannot compel a sale? Or do we reckon with its current state as a field and the seller can compel a sale because he cannot presently use this area? The Gemara answers take with leaving the matter unresolved. The Rashbam adds, if the discrepancy was smaller and in the original state the seller would forgive the difference and according to its present state they should make a calculation, we certainly reckon with its previous state since the seller already forgave the difference. The Gemara cites a braisa, if the seller owned another field bordering this field, even if the overage exceeding a quarter kav per beis sa does not equal 9 kav, the seller must accept it back, since it is usable as part of his other field. Nevertheless, the Rashbam adds, if the excess was less than a quarter kav per beis sa, the seller still forgives the difference despite his neighboring field. More or less a series of progressively greater obstacles and inquires whether the previous halacha holds true if they separate between these fields. Boir mahu shatafsik, would a pit separate the fields? Amasamayim mahu shatafsik, would an irrigation ditch separate the fields? Der haraba mahu shatafsik, would a public path measuring 16 amas wide separate the fields? Richva de dikla mahu shatafsik, would a row of palm trees separate the fields? The Gemara answers take with leaving the matter unresolved. The Mishnah concludes, as the Gemara explains, Loisa Meisa Bavan Nachzalo Ela as color of Ankulam. When there is a discrepancy of more than a quarter kab per beisa, he returns the value of the entire area, not only the area in excess of a quarter kab.